Each Thursday at this time, Backroads Bill Steer is steering us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario. He takes us to some of the natural wonders, the hidden gems, the stories that swirl around the rocks and trees and waterways of the region. And Bill's got a great story this morning. Bill's an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And this week, a story about a historic site used by his kind of people generations ago. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus, and everyone in northeastern Ontario. I was daydreaming as you were talking about paddling. I think we're going to start paddling today.
Where are we off to?
Well, we're near North Bay, and I'm going to put things in historic perspective. First of all, next year, 2015, is the 400th anniversary of Champlain coming up the Ottawa River and making his way over to Huronia. So, and of course, that launched the age of exploration and eventually the fur trade that was our first economic activity here in Canada. So, that fur trade, the voyageurs, became very, very, very important, and North Bay and the Lavaux portages became very significant. Why? Because the Mississippi River was too long. James Bay and Hudson Bay were full of ice, and of course, the best way to get into the middle of North America was the Ottawa River, Mattawa River, and then through to the Great Lakes.
Well, tell me about the Lavaux portages. What's there?
Yeah, well, there's three portages, and they go from Trout Lake over the Haida Land. There is a Haida Land between Trout Lake and Lake Nipissing, and they're historic. Now, the middle one is pretty much obliterated because of pits and quarries. The Trout Lake side, the Friends of Lavaux Portages have been trying to restore the link. There's some land tenure challenges there. And then the portage, which we're going to talk about, which is on the western side, closest to Lake Nipissing, that's the one that really has the evidence that we really know the voyageurs were here.
What's the evidence?
Well, there are four bits of evidence. It's the empirical evidence, that research of social science. And a local historian, Roy Summers, he's kind of a bull terrier when it comes to research. I guess we might say he's dogged determined, but he's unearthed probably every single survey map that was ever created on the Lavaux Portage. And so one of the most important ones is the survey of William Logan of 1845, which really identifies the three portages. And Logan was the creator of the Geological Service of Canada. So that's one bit. The second bit is this painting by John Wolford. And he was the top aide or the official draftsman of Governor General Dalhousie. And Dalhousie came through in 1821 because of Upper and Lower Canada, prior to Confederation. Anyway, we took the painting that Wolford has, and Steve Howard were posted on the website, and we geo-reference. We can stand exactly where he sketched that print, and you can see the bend in the river. You can see the field, which is the beginning of the third portage on the western end of it. And there's no doubt that was where they took out. Now, when you go there, if we paddle there today and you go around that bend in the river, you'll see the rocks that were piled where they took the canoes out, which
is
amazing.
Cool?
Because there's nothing else there except the muddy bank, except for these rock ledges.
That is neat. More evidence. That's two out of four.
Yes, there is more evidence. Well, the rock piles are the third. The painting is another one. And, of course, it's the hawthorn trees. If you go there around this bend in the river, there is a proliferation of hawthorn trees. Now, in Manitou alone, there's a hawberry festival, and the hawberry was a red berry. And they took that berry, the voyageurs did, and they put it in the pemmican and the bannock. Well, we know that their lifestyle was such that they probably quickly were on the run and they ate this, and of course, because they excreted it at different locations, and this being a very, very important portage, they camped there, and you have a proliferation of hawthorn trees, and it's all because of the poop, and it's true. And so that's another.
So the seeds went through their system.
Yeah, they went right through their system. And of course, we know birds transfer this all the time. But along there is countless hawthorn trees. Now, if you go to other portages along the Mont Mattawa River and other places, you will see these hawthorn trees as well.
So follow the hawthorns and you'll be following the voyageurs.
You know what? That's it.
You know, what strikes you most when you visit the Lavaz portages?
Well, it's easily accessed. I mean, it's in the Nipissing Junction part of North Bay. We could take the Cape Paceway, which is a former railway line coming out of Callander. It served the mills. We could come up the Lavaz River as well. So we can bike there, we can walk there. I think when I go to that spot and I look at Wolford's painting, and I look at it, and I can see those canoes coming out of, well, Francis Hopkins' mist pictures. I can just see them coming there and taking those canoes out and then walking across that field and making their way east or west along that part of this Nipissing Passage, which is one of the most historic places in Canada. Because you consider that not only Champlain, our First Nations people, all the French explorers, La Vérendrye, Radisson Grisaille, who created the Hudson Bay Company, all the great English explorers, Fraser, Thompson, Mackenzie, the rivers are named after them, even Sir John Franklin, before he got stuck in the ice, walked that portage, and all the rest of the shantymen and the pioneers. That's a really important spot in Canada.
And again, you said it's pretty accessible easily using the Cape Paceway.
Yeah, exactly. We could bike there today.
Well, where are you going to take us next week?
You know what? When we think of ferries, we think of Ireland and the Highlands of Scotland. But there are ferries in Northern Ontario, and I'm going to take you there.
Ferries in Northern Ontario.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. We've posted a picture that Bill took at the Lavaz Portages, and it's right beside that painting, that watercolor, showing the same area. So check it out on our website. It's posted right now, cbc.ca/Sudbury, cbc.ca/Sudbury, with information on how to get there, of course.